Retail stores, recreational pot shops, and hair salons are back open again in Massachusetts. While many business owners and employees are eager to get back to work, reopening during this health crisis is a challenge in and of itself. WBUR's Angus Chen tells us how the first day went yesterday for a few businesses that are open again in Dorchester.
At 10:30 on Monday morning, Taya Peterson L arrives outside Pure Oasis, a cannabis store on Blue Hill Avenue. In 30 minutes, the store will be selling its product for the first time in 2 months. The line of customers is already around the block.
I have arthritis, so it helps me with my joints and my knees and things like that, and also recreationally. Also helps with anxiety. Works.
Yeah. Speaking through a black mask, Peterson L recounts how she stocked up on weed right before non-essential businesses closed, but she ran out as the shutdown dragged on. Peterson L says she's been anxious for cannabis stores to open back up so she could get more pot.
Actually, it was the first thing that was on my mind this morning.
Peterson L says she's been worried about getting coronavirus, but waiting in line, she feels comfortable because everyone's keeping a safe distance from one another and wearing face masks.
No, I'm not worried at all. I probably won't come back for a while. Only because the wait is super long.
After an hour and a half in line, a store attendant comes out of Pure Oasis and takes her debit card. Then the woman hands Peterson L a brown paper bag. She peeks inside. After 2 long months, she's finally able to replenish her supply. It's not the only wait that's over for Peterson L. She's also a hairstylist, and she's getting back to work. There is a touch of anxiety when she thinks about doing people's hair and working so closely to clients, but she's glad to start making money again.
You always get that anxiousness surrounding the coronavirus, but I'm not afraid. It is a relief to start working. I've been waiting for it for a long time, so it's like, finally.
Things are different now, though. Peterson L has done a lot of preparation to keep herself and her clients as safe as possible.
So I have disposable slippers, disposable capes. Just come in, take your jacket off, take your shoes off, put on the disposables, toss them out when you're done.
Really?
Yeah.
Further down Blue Hill Avenue, the J&C Barbershop is back in business. Inside, Lauris Luna is wearing gloves, a mask, and a face shield. He's waiting for a customer to settle into his barber chair. A safe distance away, two other men were getting their haircut in the shop. They're wearing face masks too. Luna says the job is a lot harder now. We're doing the best that we can, but there's a lot of restrictions and everything's a little complicated, he says. That's because there are a lot more safety requirements now for work. It's to keep everybody from getting sick when they're getting a trim. We're washing our hands with soap or alcohol, cleaning the whole area all the time, wearing a mask all the time. We're taking every kind of measure, he says. Customer Tom Tran says seeing the safeguards helps him feel confident about coming here.
People taking the, you know, precaution. I see that they got the red tape on the floor. This is not how it used to be. They used to have like chairs all around here where people could sit. They took that all away, so you can see everybody's all distance now.
And it's about time he got a haircut, too.
It's overdue. It's been 7 weeks. So, I mean, you can see, man. I don't keep my hair this long.
Trent says he usually gets a haircut once a week. He's looking forward to that part of his life returning to normal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.